In this step, we're going to improve the startup performance of our pinball game. You might have noticed as we add in more elements to the UI and apply the physics behaviors, the startup time of our application increases. And that's because there's an algorithm in the physics controls that are determining the boundary outline of each of these elements. So what we can do is preload all of those points into code, and then it won't have to be determined at runtime. And so to do that, if I edit this project in Visual Studio and then run it in debug mode, the point cache will be echoed out into the output window in debug mode. So I just have to start it up and I'll close it. And if we look at the output window, we'll see that this read boundary cache method was echoed out for us. And that contains all of the points for each of the physics elements. I can then add in a utility class into my project. I'm just going to name it Boundary Cache. And we're going to need a couple of assembly references here. Blend has been taking care of linking these assemblies at compile time, but in Visual Studio, in order to use these assemblies through code, we're going to have to add them. So we're going to need the Farseer helper and the Farseer physics library. And these are available in the download you get off CodePlex if you go to physics behaviors bin debug. Okay, once those are in there and give them a second to resolve, we can come in here and add in these namespace references for this point cache element. And then in our main page, we can tell the physics controller to load that cache in. So let's go into the main page. And we're going to need a reference to our physics controller. So we're going to need a physics controller main. And again, we need to resolve this. And so to get a reference to that physics controller, we can use the dependency property. So first let's handle the loaded event for this main page. And here we can get a reference to that physics controller by getting the value of the physics controller property from our main canvas. So this is where we applied the physics controller behavior, and we can get out that physics controller by reading in that that dependency property. So there's our physics controller main. Now we can tell it to load in the cache points. We can have it read in the cache points by calling that utility method. So we're just going to say read boundary cache. This is the method that we copied from the output window. So let's go ahead and run this. Okay, and this utility method also needs a reference to generic list, and so I can just right click this and resolve. And now we can debug. Okay, and you can see that the startup time was really quick this time because it didn't have to pre-calculate all those points. So if we refresh again, you can see it's probably less than a second.